Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. That's Shadrag Community Hospital.
Oh, good afternoon. Welcome to Hay Springs, the home today of the Hawk and the Hawks. It's the Hawk versus the Hawks postseason football on a pretty nice Friday afternoon. A little cool, 32 degrees in Hay Springs, but the sun's out. The ice is falling off of the light towers. Hasn't killed anybody yet. Yeah. Jet Rasmussen with me this afternoon. Dennison, Jeremy is doing the Chadron game at Ashwood this afternoon. We kind of traded off this week, so I get to do some six-man football along with Jet, who will have to lead the way because I haven't done six men in a long time yet.
Well, you know, I'm not exactly what I would call knowledgeable, but I'll help where I can.
You're going to get knowledgeable quick. Huh? It is a sunny afternoon in Hay Springs. The Hawks into the postseason, and they come into their postseason this year against Hampton, and they are from down around east of the York area between York and Lincoln is where they come out of, a town of 423 people. They come in with a 6-2 record, 3-1 in districts. Hay Springs 5-3, 4-0 in districts. And Jet, Hay Springs kind of came on after some early injuries. They kind of came on the second half of the season.
They really did, yeah. Started off, Minkin was hurt, Raymer was off and on. They had a lot of key players out, but once they got healthy, I mean, they showed what they can do against Cody Kilgore last week. Had a, 30-point win, and really exploded on all areas of the ball.
From the Flat Valley Bank broadcast booth, this is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show, and we'll be back here on 107.7 KDPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Make a big difference in the look and performance of your vehicle by bringing it to Nebraska Land Tire. New tires make a difference in how your car rides, improve gas mileage, and make your vehicle safer. Stop by and let the mechanics check out the rest of your vehicle as well. Is the AC cold enough? When was the last time you had a tune-up? Are your neighbors complaining about that loud exhaust? They can help you at Nebraska Land Tire, 231 West 2nd in Chadron, 308-432-4488. 308-432-4488.
Back in Hay Springs as we get ready for kickoff, 19 and a half minutes away from right now on this first postseason game of the season. And the Hawks are making it into the postseason. As we mentioned, after a slow start with injuries, came back strong and our keys to the game brought to you by Shatter and Lock and Key. What's the key to the game for Hayes Springs?
Well, I think their game plan, as I talked about with Coach Jenkins earlier this week, stays pretty similar to what we've seen like last week against Cody Kilgore. Really emphasis on a lot of defensive plays. We've seen a lot of players really come into their own there. Talon Smith, Dylan Young, Gage Minkin, of course, on the offensive side of the ball. Get the ball to him. But I think you also expect to see a lot of passing plays today as they prepare for some stiffer competition, hopefully down the playoff stretch.
This is the Chattering Community Hospital pregame show from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth in the library at the Hayes Springs School. We will be back with more our weather for the game coming up next on 107.7 KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chattering Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
As summer turns to fall, and you realize winter is coming on faster than you'd like to think, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those last-minute projects before Old Man Winter shows up at your doorstep. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron, or call 308-888-4483.
Why do all furniture ads sound like a sports commentator? You know, touchdown on prices. We're kicking out the competition. Everything must go, go, go. No, that's just not them. Just your everyday folks trying to get you comfy at home. And if they can help you score a deal on a recliner or sofa, is that a foul? If so, then penalize them. Call them fanatics. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. They're not fanatics, just fanatical about where your story begins.
On a mostly sunny Friday, with a few clouds starting to move in, weather shouldn't be much of a factor in the game, other than the fact that it's going to be a chilly afternoon. The field looks to be in great shape. There is a winter weather advisory in effect for Sheridan County starting late tonight and into tomorrow. We'll be home tucked into our nice warm beds by then. For this afternoon, though, it's going to be mostly sunny, temperature in the mid-30s, 32, 35 degrees, and winds out of the east about less than 10 miles per hour, which is about what they look like they're at right now. Looking at the flag, 32 degrees in Hayes Springs. This is the Shatterin Community Hospital pregame show. And Jeff's got an interview with Coach coming up next here on 107.7 KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
We welcome you back into the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show here on KBPY. Sitting down now with Coach Trevor Jenkins for the Hay Springs Hawks. How are we doing today, Jenkins?
Good, Jet. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. So last week had a huge win over Cody Kilgore to host a playoff game, and here you are getting ready for Hampton. How does that feel?
It felt really good. You know, our team rose to the occasion on defense, and I knew that was going to be the key to stopping that Cody offense, and they just did really well. Played the best I think they played all year, which was really nice to see, especially going into the playoffs and postseason. And so I'm just really proud of them, and it felt really good to watch that. Probably the most fun game I've coached.
Yeah.
Because everybody was meshing and flying around, and it was fun.
No, I could tell. You know, there was definitely an atmosphere that night. Calling the game with Jeremy, of course, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to see. You know, the sideline was juiced, and it looked like everyone was having a good time. So, jumping into a little more specifics here, your offense put up, you know, 50-plus points last week. Clearly not many issues there, and a lot of that was on the shoulders of Gage Mintkin. What a night he had, 7 total touchdowns. What's that going to look like this week?
You know, we're not going to change a lot. We've established an identity as a run team first. So, as we continue this season, we're going to scheme some more passing because eventually, you know, we get through Hampton this week, we're going to have to pass the ball at some point in time. And not much is going to change. Gage took a huge workload, 19 carries last week. And from him being, you know, a little sore and kind of hurt this year, I'm hopefully going to dial that back to where he's not getting as big of a workload, but he will still be a vital part of our offense. Our other backs have played very well this year and have shown that they can have good games as well. So I'm going to hopefully get more guys, more carries. And so, I mean, I'm going to dial that back a little bit and even it all out a little bit. So that way we can keep Gage fresh.
Right. No, great way to put it. And going into your defense now, had some struggles early on, especially against that Cody run. I don't think they had a third down their first two possessions, but really came back, especially second half, made the adjustments play by play and even at halftime. What do you think that's going to look like against Hampton this week?
A lot of the same thing. They're a run-heavy team. They got a decent little running back. They like to throw the ball as well, which we invite teams to, because I think that our coverage is good enough. Obviously, we had the two pick sixes against Cody. I think our defense will come out, show up, and take care of business on both the run and pass game this week. We've talked to them. Can't have the slow starts now in the postseason because it's going to be harder to get back into stuff. So I really look forward to a very high level of intensity, very enthusiastic start on defense, whether it's passing or pass game or run game on Friday. So,
absolutely. Maybe you've kind of answered this already, but I wanted to ask about scouting Hampton this week. You mentioned their running back. They like to throw as well. What other things have you seen from Hampton through scouting that maybe you have to change your game plan a little bit?
I don't see much. They're a good team, don't get me wrong. 6-1 team, and if you're going to look at record, they're a better team than us, some might say. But I don't really think that we haven't seen anything that they're going to do before. But we're going to just treat it business as usual. nothing's much is changing other than doing your job and playing together as a team and flying to the ball. So
you mentioned playing as a team, doing your job stuck out to me because last week, not to single anyone out, but the kicking seemed lacking. You had several missed attempts. What does that look like this week? Do you practice that to get those two-point attempts? Do you keep it on the ground after a score?
You know, you did mention 50. Glad you brought it up. We left 16 points on the board, pretty sure. No, we left 14 points on the board with our PATs. We worked through some in-game struggles. Cody sent a lot of pressure. We moved our holder and our kicker back, dealt with some snapping issues. On film, it wasn't as bad as we thought. Hunter McDonald's been doing a great job kicking them through the uprights this year, and Cutter's been doing a good job holding the ball for him. So we really worked on our blocking technique and our snapping and that on that team side of things, our PAT team. And I think that we'll have it cleaned up and ready to rock and roll because, again, it's postseason. You can't leave those kind of points on the board or off the board. So
right.
Need those.
Expect closer games and expect this to be a good one, Coach. Good luck out there again.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chatham Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Back in Hay Springs, and the national anthem currently playing. We don't have a crowd mic here today. So we won't be able to hear it, but the national anthem is playing. We are 5.5 minutes away from kickoff, and we will be back with kickoff next here on 107.7 KBPY.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school, academic, theatrical, and athletic events, and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horsch, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5593.
When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks.
We're back in Hay Springs getting ready for kickoff, and our starting lineups are coming up next. Our starting lineup brought to you by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chatter. Jet, starting lineup for the Hawks. I got S's in front of them.
There we are. Well, we got Dylan Young, their quarterback, Cutter Scott, a running back, defensive back, Hunter McDonald on the line, and their kicker, Gage Minkin, their running back and linebacker, and Talon Smith, also a lineman. Jordan Anderson, also a lineman.
Hey, we wrapped up the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. We will remain in the Penn Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth here in the library at Hay Springs High School. Great view from up here. You can see the whole field really clear and well, as long as you can look through the wall right here, I guess. But we'll get around that. Our first quarter of football coming up, brought to you by Nebraska Bank. And at the end of the game, we will be announcing our player of the game. And our player of the game is brought to you by Service Barber. That's Donnie Dodson in downtown Chatter, longtime supporter of Area Athletes. And the play of the game brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It, bringing you the play of the game. They design embroidery, screen printing, and top-notch graphics at a competitive price, including Letterman's jackets. And I don't mean David Letterman, for anybody who remembers who he is. .7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chatter, Nebraska, of course, our transmitter located just north of Hay Springs here. And Hay Springs is going to receive the football as we get ready for the first 10-minute quarter. The kickoff is underway. It's a squib kick taken by an up man and down at the 28-yard line. I think that was that Minkin that downed that?
That was Jared Anderson. Jared Anderson. Smart play by him there just to get down after a ball took kind of a weird bounce.
Right in front of the wall here. So Hay Springs will start at their own 28-yard line. Of course, it's only 80 yards. I say only. Farther than I could go in a day. 80-yard line. They'll start at the 28-yard line, the 80-yard field. Hay Springs going right to left or towards the South Dakota border, if that helps you. There's the handoff to Minkin. He'll run it up the right side. Has running room. Cross the 40. Down to the 30. 25. He is off and running. Minkin is going to take it into the end zone on the first play of the game.
Wow, and that's that competitive spirit, that speed that Minkin has that got him 7 total touchdowns last week, clearly on display again today. He came ready to play.
And that was from their own 28-yard line. That'd be a 62-yard run.
52. Yeah, there we are.
I'm used to the big field.
It's a weird transition.
Yeah.
Hard for everybody.
So the extra point is no good. So Hawks will have a 6-0 lead to start off after one play of the game.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate that they missed that extra point because they struggled so handily with it last week. It's you just have to hope that it's points left off the board that doesn't come back to haunt them, especially in playoffs.
6-0, the Hawks take the early lead over the Hawks. The Hawks of Hay Springs in their green and gold, and the Hawks of Hampton in their purple and gold.
A little bird-on-bird battle today, David.
That is. Jack Bullis is going to be the man at the 10-yard line for Hampton. He's a junior. Hay Springs will be kicking off from their own 30-yard line. And it's a line drive kick, bounces at the 10, and we'll go into the end zone.
Into the end zone.
So the Hawks will bring it out to the 15-yard line, the Hawks of Hampton.
It's going to be difficult. Might just have to call them by team name or colors. Purple Hawk.
It's more fun to mess with people.
That is, yeah.
Hawks up of Hay Springs, 6-0, over the Hawks of Hammond, who have their first opportunity to move the football this afternoon. Boy, look at that formation, would you? The high snap, bounces, taken, now looking to throw downfield. Here comes pressure. Hollis gets it downfield. It is incomplete at the 30-yard line, intended for Eli Arntz. That was a weird play there.
Yeah, just a bit of a bad snap, a little to the quarterback's left, but got it in the hands of the man I think they were intending to.
Well, look at that. They got the two running backs or fullbacks up ahead of the quarterback who's way back. There's a direct snap. And now back to the quarterback pitch. He's going to run it. He gets across the 20-yard line, out to the 25, and knocked out at 26. So Bullis gets the run for Hampton. Remember, also in 8-man football, it's 1st and 15, not 1st and 10.
Right. And another thing about 6-man, Dennis, is you can't, if you get the snap directly, you can't take it across the line of scrimmage. That's why we see so many plays where they pitch
right.
It back to the quarterback so he has that dual threat
line
ability.
In a long time. There's a pitch to the run back. This time he'll give it to Dylan. Here's a pitch to Hampton. There's a flag on the play. And they may call that a two forward passes, maybe.
Was in the backfield.
Seems
like it would be on Hampton.
Oh, it's going to be against the Hawk. Oh, there you go.
Wrong. Even the officials are confused. Hawk on Hawk.
So it'll be a push in the back, I guess. And that's going to put them back to their 18-yard line.
Third down 11
with 9:30 to go, first period. For Hampton, the Hay Springs Hawks up 6-0. There's that snap. There's a pitch back to the quarterback. Going to get pressure. Gets the pass caught up to the 16-yard line. It'll actually be a 2-yard loss on the completed pass. So good defense by Hay Springs as Minkin was coming in on the quarterback. Who had to get rid of it, and it'll be a loss. So it'll be 4th and 14 now for Hampton.
One thing Coach Jenkins has expressed is his desire to get Gage Minkin involved, not only offensively, but also on the defensive side, seeing him there.
Pretty good kick, takes the Hampton bounce, and goes out of bounds at the 33-yard line of Hay Springs. That's where the Hawks will take over. Hawks of Hay Springs up 6-0 over Hampton. You missed our pregame Hampton over towards the Hamilton County area, York, between York and Lincoln. 5 hours and, 23-minute drive for them?
5:34.
5:34.
5 hours, 34 minutes. Long drive and not a lot of visitors, unsurprisingly, for Hampton.
Two cars.
But a good Hay Springs crowd.
Good Hay Springs crowd, all right. There's the handoff. Up the middle goes Minkin again across the 40, down to the 34-yard line. Oh, that was not Minkin. That was
Hunter Scott. Another player who's really come into his own. Unfortunately, won't have him out for football next year. He's going to age out even though he's only a junior. But really been an impact, especially in the absence of Minkin in those early games. And good to see they're still keeping him involved.
Coach mentioned in the pregame he was going to try to take some of the pressure off Minkin this afternoon. Will Scott gets the run there. Second running play of the game for Hay Springs. And that makes it 2nd and 3. Looking to throw this time is Young. Gets it downfield. It's incomplete. Intended for Talon Smith. And out at about the 19-yard line. That'll make it 3rd and 3 for the Hawks. They're at the Hampton 34-yard line.
And that was good defensive coverage from Jack Bullis there. Might not have got a hand on the ball, but just making it a contested catch and getting out in front of it.
From the center of the field, right in the middle of the field, it's 3rd and 4 for the Hawks. 3rd and 3. There's the handoff. running up the near side, and I don't think he's, if he's going to get it, it's going to be close. It might have to be a measurement. Looks like maybe they're about a half yard short. If we do have a measurement, it's brought to you by Arrow Building Center. With the help from Arrow Building Center and Chadron, your job always measures up, and they're going to give him the first down. So the Hawks get their first down of the game. And it'll be 1st and 15 from the 31-yard line of Hampton. 8:01 to go, first quarter. Hawks up 6-0. Move with the football. Moved to 15 yards or 16 yards so far from where they got it. And the handoff goes to Scott again, runs up the middle. And he'll get pulled down at the 24-yard line is where they're going to mark him. Good help from the offensive line pushing him forward there.
Yeah, one thing that Hay Springs doesn't have a whole lot of is size. So it's impressive to see that these power plays are working so well, getting a lot of yardage behind some of their bigger guys.
So it'll be 2nd and about 10 for Hay Springs. Young with the snap, pitch over to Minkin. He breaks one tackle down inside the 20 to the 15. Carries three of the Hampton Hawks out of bounds with him at the 11-yard line. It'll be another first down for Hay Springs. So it's going to be 1st and goal now for Hay Springs at the 12-yard line of Hampton. 6-0, the Hawks on top, the Hawks of Hay Springs. And it's 1st and goal, their second possession of the game. Hampton was 3 and out their first possession. Young, hand off to Minkin. Oh, Young rolling around the far side, gets pressured, throws it, it's caught by Minkin. Inside the 10, down to the 6-yard line. Fakes me out there. I thought Minkin carried it. It was a nice fake to Minkin.
That was Hunter McDonald, actually. Had a touchdown snag last week against Cody Kilgore, and another one of their solid receivers.
Into the game for Hay Springs comes Dylan Raymer. So the Hawks will have 2nd and goal from the 7-yard line. Young comes up under center. There's the handoff to Raymer. He's going to break a couple tackles and roll into the end zone.
Raymer in for the touchdown.
6:12 to go. Raymer gets the 7-yard run.
Raymer last week was second only to Gage Minkin in carries. Not terribly efficient, but you know that had to feel good getting his first carry for a touchdown today.
So 12-0, the Hawks will try to kick it, and it's going to be Hunter McDonald. Trying to kick the extra point. High snap. Kick is up. Kick is not going to be any good as it rolls off to the left. So it'll be 12-0 when we come back with Hay Springs Hawks football on 107.7 KBPY back in 30 seconds.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Chadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Hawks are up 12-0 with 6:12 to go in the first period. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Good start for the Hawks, Jet.
Yeah, very solid start. Seeing a lot of good things. Keeping it on the ground. They're a run team and getting defensive stops.
By the way, we're told earlier Arthur County, who the Hawks would face next week, was up big in their game this afternoon. And here comes Hampton. Bob Weave out to the 20-yard line. Is Bullets. So from their own 20-yard line, it is Hampton. I believe that game next week would be in at Arthur County, too.
Yep, higher seeded there. I believe they're the number three seed, Hay Springs, being 7, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, here's the pass. Good, wide open to 25, across the 30, out to the 34-yard line. And knocked out of bounds there is Dosey. I don't know. Do you have to use a tin cans and a string to broadcast from Arthur County? I don't. Do they have phones out there yet?
It's a little barren out there, but
second and less yard. I have to tell a story as I have time. Originally, KBPY, the station you are listening to, is licensed to Arthur.
Really?
And we were able to get that license and move it up here to Hay Springs, home of the Hawks.
Well, there's a factoid that I did not know.
That's right.
Very interesting.
Second and one from the 34. In trouble in the backfield is the quarterback. And he breaks a couple tackles, but he's going to get gang tackled about the 33-yard line and lose a couple of yards.
Lost him about two. Bring up third and...
Good defensive look from Dylan Raymer there, not lining up on the loaded-up left side, expecting a trick play and being able to slow down the runner so that his guys can get in there and make the tackle.
So they lost a yard or two. It's third and three now for Hamden from their own 33-yard line. There's a handoff. There's a run. There's a tackle. Going to be another loss. Nice tackle there by number 22, Raymer. And it's another loss. Makes it fourth and three now. Hamden hasn't shown us much so far. Yeah. Hawks been really aggressive this afternoon. So it's fourth and three from their own 32 now for Hammond. They're going to try it on the outside this time, turning the corner, getting the first down, and down to the 40 yard, out to the 40 yard line, I should say. Is Bullets.
That's the thing about six man football, Dennis, is it's such a fast paced game that almost anywhere is four down territory. And another thing that we may not have mentioned, but we're reminded of, is that every receiver, every player is an eligible receiver.
Under center is the quarterback, Wallace, and hand the ball off. Oh, no, he kept the ball, and he got tackled for a loss. Good play by Cutter Scott there, about a five-yard loss. Now they're going to say four, so it'll be second and the 19 back at their own 37-yard line. Got to remember, center field is 40-yard line here, not 50. Looking to throw. Here comes pressure. He'll run around the pressure. Fired downfield. Has a man open, and it's overthrown. Intended for number 11, Eli Arndt. Boy, if he had caught that, he had some running room.
Definitely could have been a touchdown, and Hawks got lucky there. They're going to have to improve their pass coverage a little bit today because you know you're going to see more of that from Hampton.
Well, Hampton already down 12 to nothing with 4:18 to go in the first period. And it's third and 19. And the quarterback takes the ball, looks to throw. Here comes the pressure. Bobs, weaves, passes incomplete. Intended for Dulcey, who was by himself. He might have gotten not too far, though, because Minkin was right behind him. So, going to have to punt again is Hamden. Hampton going to punt from their own 36-yard line. Hampton's punted twice today now. It's a good high kick. And it bounces at the 15, and it's going to roll down and die at the 1-yard line.
Wow. Really good punt there. And it looked like that Cutter Scott in to receive that. It looked like he lost his footing there after trying to go for it. Takes a really good Hampton bounce. See what the Hawks can do.
Maybe the grass a little slick this afternoon after the rain, snow, sleet, freezing rain last night.
Yeah, been a little icy.
All of the above. So it's first down from their own 2-yard line for the Hawks of Hay Springs with 4:03 to go, first period. Hay Springs up 12-0 from the 2-yard line. Young, there's the pitch to Raymer. He'll get across the 10. To the 15, to the 20, 25, and out of bounds.
There's a flag all the way down at the 4-yard line near the line of scrimmage.
might indicate holding against Hay Springs.
Could be. And it looks like Hay Springs knows that they're coming back.
One for half the distance to the goal. Big loss there, about half a yard.
Yeah, unfortunately negating a really good run by Raymer.
Arthur County beat Shelton this afternoon 62-40 on the Colors Law scoreboard. 60-14, I should say, on the Colors Law scoreboard. So that's who Hay Springs will play next week, should they stay ahead this afternoon. Now from their own two-yard line. And there's a run up the middle. Ooh, getting hit at the five and carrying the defender with him. Still going as Minkin. And they're going to whistle him down at the seven-yard line.
I think it was Jeremy last week who said Minkin was running angry like a madman. And I think you can expect that as long as he's healthy. And he sure looks it today.
Yeah, I had that defender who's a pretty big kid, Evan Pankok, pushing him around. It is 12-0. Hay Springs on top here in the first period, 3:23 to go. Hawks now out at their own 8-yard line.
I can see the corner.
Make it 2nd and 9. There's the handoff. Oh, we got another whistle. This is going to be false start, I think, on Hay Springs.
An area of the field where you can't have these little issues that keep bringing you back and giving Hampton another shot to get a stop or worse.
So it's another penalty for the Hawks. They're 2nd of the game, and it pushes them back to their own 4-yard line. And we'll make it 2nd and about 13. Three minutes to go in the first period. Hawks up 12-0. Young, kind of in the shotgun, drops the football in the end zone, picks it up. He's in trouble in the end zone, gets it fired off, and it is incomplete. It was intended for Anderson. It's a good thing anybody's eligible, or that might have been intentional grounding.
Yeah. One of those strange six-man rules.
But he did have a man there. That was Jordan Anderson. So that makes it 3rd and 12 for Hay Springs at their own 4-yard line. Raymer coming back into the game for the Hawks. Back judge watching that back judge. It's taking a long time for Hay Springs to get up to the line of scrimmage. Now they spread out the offense. There's the pitch back to Young. He runs with it. He's going to tuck it in and run across the 10 and pull down at the 12, 13-yard line. Takes the official with him.
There is another flag.
And there's a flag at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be another one against Hay Springs. Another false start, I think.
Wow.
Or illegal procedure of some kind. Official's going to talk about it for a minute. And the white hat will tell us what it is. Going to be holding against Hay Springs, so that's going to knock him back. Half the distance to the goal line, we'll put it at 2.
And then he signaled for a safety there, Dennis.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, so the wasn't enough yardage to keep him in the field of play, and that's going to be a safety.
So a safety, it goes against the Hawks. Well, that's interesting.
First points on the board for Hampton are defensive points.
And that's with 2:46 to go. And that'll make it 12-2.
Now, I wish I knew the rules on that so I could explain it a little better, but...
Well, it is what it is.
It is what it is. 2 points for Hampton.
Hawks still up 10, 12-2 with 2:46 to go here in the first period. Now, the bad news is not only do they get the 2-point safety, but they're going to get the football right back.
That's right.
Hunter McDonald, number 8, kicked off the Hawks.
So I would assume that means that the penalty occurred in the end zone.
Likely so.
I think it's unanimous up here.
We all agree. Yeah.
and it's a kick taken at the 29-yard line. Across the 35 to the 40. Across midfield down to the 30. Nobody going to catch number two, Jack Bullitt, as he runs it back for a touchdown from their own 32-yard line.
For the touchdown.
Only had one man to beat there and just gives him a little shimmy and gets around him, a lot of open field. And what do you know, Hampton is right back in this ball game.
Trying to figure out how many yards that was. I'm not used to not having the 50-yard line here. I lose by 10 yards.
Well, where was it fielded?
32-yard line.
32. So that'll be 48-yarder.
48-yard return. It's amazing. I can do it for 50 yards just like that, but when I don't have a full field. And they're going to go for the two-point conversion. The kick is up. Kick looks good from here. It is.
And good.
So, quickly, Hamlin gets back into the game, makes it 12-10. Also remember, in six-man, the kick is worth 2 points.
2 points. And if you keep it on the ground,
one point. And Hayes Springs has missed two kick extra points this afternoon so far.
Yeah, I would not be surprised to see if they don't get some kicks up and through, if they go back to that ground game after the score and just go for one.
Don't forget to read our other sponsors.
Yeah, of course, our broadcast today brought to you by Studio 308, Dean Nish, and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call them at 308-430-1723. Along with Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine dentist to take care of it. With supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. Dennis, you're probably needing some of that today.
Yeah, I am. I'm on about call number six of spam on my phone today, too. Go away. I don't want you. And the kick's all muffed by Hayes Springs. They'll fall on the 22-yard line.
Which feels like a big momentum shift here, Dennis. 10 unanswered points for Hampton. Hawks got to do something with this possession.
Well, they got room to run this time. They're going to start at their own 22-yard line instead of the 2-yard line. So they got room to run now. 2:35 to go in the period. Hawks up 12-10. If you went away to the bathroom, it was 12-0.
What happened, right?
Hampton got a safety and then scored on a 48-yard kickoff return. Well, it was a kickoff. And the handoff to Minkin. He's going to get 2 yards, and that's about it. Hampton's been doing their studying here the first couple of series.
Absolutely. Closing up some of those holes in the line and just understanding how Hayes Springs is going to really keep it on the ground.
12-10, Hawks still with the lead, 2:14 to go in the period. It'll be second and the 13 for Hayes Springs from their own 24-yard line. Under center is Young. There's the pitch to Minkin. Minkin's got some room this time. Cuts it across the field, down to the 40, the 30, the 25, pulled out of bounds at the 20-yard line.
Exactly what you need to get the momentum shifting back in your direction. And who better to do it than Gage Minkin?
Cut on the near side, ran all the way across the field down to the 21-yard line before he got taken out there. And that makes it first and 15 from the 21 with 1:53 to go in the first period for Hayes Springs. Get the first down at about the, outside the 5-yard line. You're going to go that close, you might as well go right into the end zone, right? Young under center. And somebody jumped, I think, for Hayes Springs. No, there you go. Looked like somebody jumped. And there's a touchdown. Hayes Springs, Alan Smith.
Talon Smith, you know, we knew we were going to see some of these passing plays. And, of course, Talon Smith is actually their leading receiver on the year. Had a rough game in Minotaur to early on in the season. Really cleaned it up since then. I think Coach told me he only had one drop since. So,
well, I thought somebody from Hayes Springs jumped, but the officials, and it matters what they think, not what I think. So a good break for Hayes Springs. Puts them up 18-10. Going to try to kick that extra point again. And this one is going to be good.
Hunter McDonald and the holder, Cutter Scott, coming through when they needed the most to get those two extra points.
So it's now 20-10. The Hawks back up by 10. And we've got 1:47 to go in the period. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Again, if you missed earlier, Arthur County will be the opponent for Hay Springs next week if they hang on to win. They got a big 60-14 win over Shelton earlier this afternoon.
Number four, Cutter Scott.
Remind you of a few more of our great sponsors here, including Dawes County Title and Abstract, handling title insurance, record searches, and escrow closings, and proud supporters of our area athletes in Dawes, Sioux, and Sheridan counties, along with Thrivent Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron, 308-430-0760.
Booming kick bounces at the 7-yard line and taken there by Bullis, and he's just going to bring it back out to the 13-yard line, or maybe the 14. We'll see where they said it, 13.
Yeah, and evidently getting coached up on special teams there are the Hawks, because he had no chance to take that one back, closing in on all sides.
So first and 15 from the 13-yard line. Hay Springs up 20-10, 1:43 to go in the period. Shotgun, snap, looking to throw, has time, fires downfield, has a man, it is caught by Eli Arntz, and he will go down, tackled there by Dylan Young, and it'll be at the 37-yard line of Hamden.
Yeah, Young was right there. He's wishing he's had that one back, and was able to get his hands up just a little bit sooner to knock that down.
That's what I like about six-man football. Like I said, it reminds me of the kids playing in the park on a Sunday afternoon.
Backyard football.
Yep. First and 15 from the 37-yard line. Looking to throw. Fires downfield. Way downfield. Has a man open, and it's caught. He fell down and still caught the ball. That was Dosey.
And Hay Springs is really lucky that that was an underthrown ball, because that was no one there. Blown coverage and made the catch. But, wow, what a break for the Hawks, really. Hay Springs.
Yeah, Dulcey slipped and still caught the ball at the 19-yard line of Hay Springs. Yeah, if he hadn't fallen down and that ball was underthrown, we'd have a whole different score right now. But Hamden driving the football again, looking to throw. Here comes the pressure. There's a pitch, and it's dropped. It was pitched to somebody I don't have on the roster. There he is, number 50, Corbin Stump. Couldn't handle the hot potato. So it'll be second and 15. Thank you. A correction on the lineup there. There's the pitch. Going to run the football is Bullis, and he's going to go down at the 22-yard line, so another loss. Young will get credit for the tackle.
No gain, bring up third and 15.
Third and 15 from the 20. Going to give him credit for getting back to the 20-yard line. Just about his wrap of the first period here. Half a minute to go. Hawks up 20-10.
Got a program.
There's the pitch back to the quarterback. Bullis is going to run. Now he can't get around Minkin. Minkin grabs him by the jersey and throws him down out of the 26-yard line.
Good, strong tackle there by Gage Minkin. Showing up on both sides of the ball and in these crucial situations.
Bullis would have been best to just throw that one away. So that's going to end the first period. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank. The Hawks up 20-10. We're back in 1 minute on 107.7 KBPY.
Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or, of course, fill her up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
Fourth and 21 for Hamden, and they're going to, that time he did just throw the ball away as the pressure came in on Bullis, and it'll be a turnover on down. Hawks will take over as we start the second period. Brought to you by Cedars Napa Auto Parts in Chadron. While they switch positions, let's take 10 seconds for station identification. More Hay Springs Hawks football coming right up.
So we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start. The kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry. And you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote or coyotes to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Well, 7.7 KBY, Hay Springs, Chadron, Nebraska. While we were away, Raymer ran the ball down to the 34-yard line. Oh, was it Raymer? Was it Scott? It was Scott. Concentrating on too many things, and I don't got any of them right. So
all right.
Scott took it to the 34-yard line of Hamden. Under center is Young. There's the handoff, this time to Raymer. And he'll take it down to the 30.
Good hands by Young. They're able to get it off to Raymer because that was a bit of a bobbled snap, and afraid that would be a fumble for a split second, Dennis.
That's another second and 11 for Hay Springs at the 31-yard line of Hamden. Hawks up 20-10. Does think about six-man football. Complexion can change in a hurry.
Absolutely.
There's the pitch. Minkin runs up the middle, carrying men downfield with him to the 24-yard line. Man on the bottom of the pile for Hamden was number 44, Bryce Joseph. So it'll be third and about 7 yards for Hay Springs. All set at 31-yard line of Hamden. Dab goes to Young. Along Young looking at now he's going to tuck it in. Now he throws it downfield. Has a man overthrows the intended receiver, Jordan Anderson. He was guarded there by Blake Brown. So that makes it fourth and 7 now for the Hawks.
Clearly comfortable with going for it on fourth down here. Dennis calling a pass play on really kind of a longer third down.
Yep, fourth and 7 at the 26-yard line of Hamden. Hawks up 20-10. Just underway here in the second period, 8:04 to go. Chadron Cardinals getting underway here shortly at Ashland Greenwood.
6.5-hour drive for Jeremy down there.
Yeah, good for him. There's the pitch. Goes off to Raymer. Raymer turns the corner. He's going to have a first down inside the 20. At the 18-yard line.
Good job by Raymer to be aware of where he needs to get to and getting there, but also a good block by who else? Gage Minkin. Give him some room on that edge.
So another first down for the Hawks. That's number 6 in the game at the 18-yard line of Hamden. Yeah, I'm just going to go under center again. Raymer in the backfield along with Minkin. And off goes this time off to number 21, Talon Smith, and he's down inside the 5 to the 6 to the 5-yard line into the 3-yard line.
They ran that play several times last week to really get going on offense against Cody Kilgore and going back to it here when they're in a big position to score.
Second down at the 3-yard line, just short of the first down.
You can just skip the first down, go right into the end zone. Young under center. There's the handoff. There goes Minkin into the end zone. And the Hawks go up 26-0 on a 3-yard run.
Looks like the Hawks are planning on kicking again. Made their last one, missed their first two. Kicking to the south, first time today.
Kick is up. This one looks good, and it is.
It's good. All right, 2-for-2.
28-0, or 28-10, I should say. Hawks take the lead with 7:49 to go. Hawks have answered a couple of times after the quick kick by their quick touchdowns by Hampton to make it 28-10. With 7:49 to go in period number two, brought to you by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our halftime update with Shattern Insurance, our sponsor. We have a news update with John. We'll check for any scores in the area that might affect our outcome. Of course, we already know who Hay Springs will play next week if they win today. And that'll be a tough game, Arthur.
Yeah, had a really tough loss to them. Big loss early in the season when they were banged up. You know that they're going to be playing for more than maybe just a trip to state, Dennis.
Revenge.
Bit of a revenge game.
Revenge is the wine best served to chill. There's the kick by Cutter Scott, and it'll go out of bounds at the 11-yard line, and there's the flag. See what we're going to do here. I think we're going to kick it over.
Ball start on the Hawk. Hay Springs.
Oh, a penalty, too? Well, that's the fourth penalty against Hay Springs. So now we'll kick the ball from the 25-yard line. .749 to go in the half. 28-10, Hay Springs up. Scott will kick it from the 25-yard line into the wind. It's a line drive, bounces, taken at 26 and bound there by the up man, number 52, Tyler Molivac. So it'll be Hampton with the football from the 26-yard line. Hawks with the lead, 28-10, second period. Up to the line of scrimmage comes the Hampton Hawks. Across the line from the Hay Springs Hawks. Under center this time is Bullets. And we got a false start on Hay Springs, or on Hawks, I heard.
Hampton.
It's on the Hawks.
Purple one.
So there's the second penalty of the game for Hampton. Well, whatever it was, they're not going to mark any yardage, John. Wave it off? I don't know. All right, so here we go. Nevertheless, going to be a 3-yard pickup. I have no idea what that was. Maybe it was an inadvertent flag.
Yeah, I think they did wave it off.
It was an inadvertent flag, or they waved it off, one of the two. So second and 13 now on the 2-yard pickup by Bullis. We'll come up under center again. Oh, that's number 5. That's Dosey. And he's going to pitch it off to Pencoke, who's not going to go anywhere. Back to the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be 3rd and 15.
Minkin getting through all those blocks just fast as he can to get low and make a really nice ankle tackle for a 2-yard loss.
So 3rd and 15 from the 26-yard line for Hampton. And there's a pitch back to the quarterback, fires it downfield, has a man, overthrows him. And there's going to be, I think they're going to call pass interference on Hay Springs.
Absolutely, which, what you cannot have there, Dennis.
And I didn't think the patch was, it was so far overthrown, I wouldn't think it was catchable anyway. But it'll be a penalty on the Hawks at the 33-yard line. So
So if anything, the negative for the Hawks this afternoon have been five penalties. And that's from the point of infraction, which was at the 33-yard line, and puts it down at the Hawks' 39. There's the handoff, goes to Dosey. Dosey pitches it back to Bullis. Bullis has running room down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. Jack Bullis, the junior, the workhorse so far for Hampton. 6:17 to go and a half. Hawks up 28-10. Second and about eight from the 32. Here's the handoff. Oh, going to keep it this time is Dosey. He'll throw it downfield. Fight for the football, and good defense there by the Hawks. As Dosey fought for the football, it was knocked out of his hands by Young.
Great job by Dylan Young, getting turned around just in the nick of time and keeping his hands up the whole time, too. Clearly, he learned from the last time he got beat.
6 minutes exactly left in the half. Hawks up 28-10, third and eight for Hampton at the Hawks' 32-yard line, the Hay Springs Hawks' 32-yard line. Under center this time is Dosey. He'll hand it off to Bullis, and Bullis is going to get taken down at the line of scrimmage by Dylan Raymer. That's going to make it fourth down and nine for Hampton. Fourth and nine with 5:34 to go in the period. And the Hawks up 28-10. Hampton spreads them out this time, heavy on the near side of the field. Dulcey's going to get pressure, throws a little short pass. It's taken at the 30, down to the 27-yard line, and taken out there is Stump. He'll be short of the first down. It's going to be a turnover on downs. Hay Springs will take it over. So Hay Springs gets it at their own, well, between the 31 and 32-yard line. First and 15, Hay Springs up 28-10. Our sunny afternoon is turning into a cloudy afternoon.
And getting cooler.
And getting cooler. You've been feeling it in here, aren't
you? Yeah.
Hampton. And there's a handoff up the middle and going nowhere. Now the ball's on the ground, picked up by a Hawk. Here comes the Hawk down to the 30. Into the 20, the 15, and out of bounds at the 13. That's Dylan Young. I don't know if that was a fumble or if he handed off as he fell down.
It looked like a blown play regardless, Dennis, and I want to say it was a fumble, but great awareness by Young to pick up the ball and take it all the way down to the 12-yard line. Wow.
That'll be first and goal from the 12-yard line for Hay Springs. This is the third fan for Hampton pulls in across the way. Couldn't find Hay Springs, probably. First and goal, and we got a timeout on the field, an official timeout. Are they going to discuss if this ball was down or not? I think maybe that's what the Hampton coach is wanting. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back to tell you what happened in 30 seconds on KBPY.
The Farmers Co-op knows the importance of teamwork when things are going well and when not. Like during a game, you can run into a dry patch and pull through on top. It's teamwork that makes it happen. The Farmers Co-op is aware of their responsibility as a team player and to pull through this dry patch. They suggest early calf weaning as a method of saving the grass and cow's condition. Farmers Co-op is at the ready to customize crate feed or bunk diet blends. At Farmers Co-op, they believe in Hawk Country teamwork.
Well, while we were there anyway, the officials discussed in a hurry. Minkin took the snap and ran it in for a 12-yard touchdown.
A lot of speed on the edge from Minkin and getting in the end zone yet again. He's got, what, three today?
Yep,
34-10 now. The Hawks up. Snap is down. Kick is up. This one looks good. It is.
I don't know if it's the snapper, the holder, or the kicker, but great adjustments from Hay Springs regardless. Get, what, three in a row up now for the extra 6 points.
Hay Springs turning it on now, 36-10 with 4:58 to go in the half. So we had a bit of a scare there when Hamden got a couple of quick scores, got it within 10, but the Hawks are back up now 36-10. Over Hamden.
Of course, I want to remind you of some of our sponsors making this game possible. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today, 432-6722. And Scooter's Coffee, dive into their kids menu with Lemon Berry 8, a burst of joy in every sip, and its Chocolicious Milk. Transport your little ones into a world of chocolatey wonder at Scooter's Coffee.
All right, kicking off from the 30-yard line. Got to the bouncer, and it's going to go out of bounds at the 16-yard line, so that'll be another penalty against the Hawks. They'll have to re-kick it. Kicker straight. Kicking into the winner, the Hawks, this period. 36-10. Hay Springs on top in a hurry here with 4:58 to go. Hay Springs has scored twice in this period. Scott flips things over, ready for the kick. This one goes down the middle of the field. It's taken at the 16-yard line. Bullets brings it out across the field. He's got some room, and he gets stacked up big time at the 34-yard line. And push back. Met by a couple of Hay Springs Hawks there. Number 17, Jared Anderson. And number 2, Trip Bittner, Scott. So from the 30, almost 35-yard line, Hamden has the football, first and 10 with 4:52 to go and a half, trailing 36-10. There's the pitch handoff. Here comes the Hay Springs defense. It's going to be another loss. Number 24, Hancock, is going to get taken down at his own 31-yard line by a couple of Hawks there. Not fooling anybody with their offense this afternoon.
Nope, good awareness from the Hay Springs defense. And enthusiastic, as Coach Jenkins put it, and have to imagine he's liking what he's seen so far.
Taking Hamden a long time to develop these plays, too. There's one back to Bullish. He's got some running room. Now caught up and thrown out of bounds at the 33-yard line.
Almost literally thrown out of bounds,
yeah. Dennis. Benton grabbed him by the jersey and slung him around. So third and 15 now. 4:16 to go in the half. Hamden will spread them out again. There's the snap, the handoff, or keeping it as Dulcie. He'll throw it downfield through the hands of the intended receiver. And that was intended for Doyle. So it'll be fourth down for Hamden. Fourth and 15. Hamden will have to, well, they haven't brought the kicking team out yet. So it looks like at this stage of the game, Hamden's decided to go for it.
26 points. You know, you might as well.
First half, kind of reminds me of a Bronco game earlier this year. There's the throw downfield. Just firing it as far as it can, and it is incomplete at the 15-yard line. Again, good defense by Scott for the Hay Springs Hawks to keep it from going into the hands of the intended receiver. That was Dulcie, Wyatt Dulcie.
Tremendous defense there from Cutter Scott, watching the receiver's eyes, turning around when he's getting ready to make a play on the ball and just getting his hand up to bat it down, not trying to do anything fancy, make a catch, aware that it's fourth down, and makes the play.
So Hay Springs with good field position, You start this series of down from the 34-yard line of Hamden, up 36-10. Hayes brings with 4:04 to go in the second period. Young's under center. Hand off. And that one goes to Anderson, and he's got some running room. Crosses down to the 23-yard line.
Another one of those tricky plays from the Hawks there and giving it to one of their big guys, Jordan Anderson.
Anderson, a senior. So second and a three for Hayes Springs down at the 23-yard line of Hamden. Hawks will spread them out this time. Snap will go to one of the receivers who hands it off to Minkin. And Minkin's going to go down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Tackled by Pankok. So it'll be another first down for Hayes Springs to make it first and goal from the 14. Hawks up 36-10. Might get us a running clock that second half here.
Yeah, might as well speed things up.
Got to get back for trunk or treat.
Mm-hmm.
From the 14-yard line, there's the pitch over to Raymer. He's going to turn the corner, falls down, gets up. Nobody near him. He's running back the other way now, trying to turn the corner, and he can't. Slipped and he didn't go all the way down, but it cost him some time and he got to where he couldn't turn the corner. Too many white jerseys there.
Yeah, it's still a good play by Raymer, keeping his feet and trying to make something out of what could have been a lot less yardage.
Looks it might be slicker out there than we thought.
Could be. Yeah, it's still a cold day. We're
yep.
Below freezing.
And where he was, the grass is pretty much gone too, so... It's second and goal from the 8. Young, he'll hand it off to Raymer again. He's going to get stacked up right in the middle.
That was Scott.
All right, it was Scott. There's a light pole in my way now.
Yeah.
I saw a 4, and I couldn't see what else. All right, here we go. We're going to be third and goal from the 8. Hamden defense trying to stiffen up. Young under center. And there's the fake gun. Then the pitch over to Minkin. He's going to run it into the end zone. Nobody's going to catch him.
Almost the identical play call that we saw on their last score, Dennis, that we didn't get during commercial break. But
so we got that one to make up for, huh?
That's right. Instant replay.
42-10. Hayes Springs up now. And we're going to try to kick that extra point again. Scott takes the snap. The kick is up. It looks good from here, and it is. So that makes it 44-10. Did you think it would be this big a separation
with
a minute 36 and a half?
I did not, especially after those 10 unanswered points from Hampton, but good adjustments from Hayes Springs again, cleaning it up and showing that they are a disciplined football team.
Hamden coming into the game at a 6-1 record overall.
Yeah, if you look at the records, Hampden got a win over record wise, got an edge over Hayes Springs sitting at 6-2 versus Hayes Springs 5-3, but score doesn't indicate that at all.
44-10, a minute 36 to go and a half. The Hayes Springs Hawks over the Hamden Hawks. Scott will be kicking from the 30-yard line for Hayes Springs. Halftime, a minute and a half away, and we'll have a news update and talk about this first half. That brought to you by Shattered Insurance.
Also want to thank Western View Real Estate. Live and work with a Western View. Find their current listings online at westernviewrealestate.com.
I thank the Shattern Businesses for help sponsoring our Hayes Springs Hawks football today. There's a catch taken by Bullis. He'll bring it across the 10, goes across the field to the 9, going the wrong way, and he'll go back to the 10 and go down at the 10-yard line, taken down by Jarrett Anderson.
So it's first and 15 from the just close to the 11-yard line for Hamden. 1:28 to go in the half. The Hawks are up 44-10. Here at 2:26 in the Mountain time zone. There's a pass. It's caught. And breaking a tackle, crossing the 20 out to the 26-yard line and stopped there. That was Eli Arts. And it'll be first down for Hampton. So just shy of the 27-yard line, first and 15 for Hampton. There's a throw. It's incomplete. Intended for number 17. It can't be 20. I don't have a 17. Number 12, Jamison Doyle. Is it just me, or do their twos look like sevens?
They kind of do, yeah. I thought that earlier in the game.
Second and 15 now for Hampton. Doyle with the football. Works around the traffic. Throws a pass. It's intercepted. Scott will go all the way for the Hay Springs touchdown.
Wow.
Number four, Cutter Scott.
Great play from Cutter Scott there. Recognizing the quarterback's eye, seeing he's staring down his receiver, and he just comes up and really took it away from the receiver's hands. Great return. And their third pick six in 2 weeks now, Dennis.
And that was from what, the 18-yard line? Or was it the 10-yard line? I lost track.
25-ish?
25? Well, it's good nevertheless, and the kick is good too. Oh, kick is no good.
It's a little right there, I think. Got it up, but just a little right.
So where do we decide that was from?
Say
about
the
26-yard line? 26-yard touchdown interception return puts the Hawks up 50-10 with 1:03 to go in the half. So we will have that running clock to start.
Looks that way.
Second half. Unless Hampton really comes on here in the next minute and a half.
They did have 10 unanswered points.
They did. It got them in a hurry.
Seconds, so.
Go Hawks. How about that? Great interception there. Like I said, he watched the eyes and so Hunter McDonald's going to kick the ball from the 30-yard line for Hay Springs. A 40-point lead for Hay Springs with 1:03 to go in the half. This will get the attention of some of the Eastern schools. Kick's going to come to the near side again and taken by Bullis there. We get out to the 20, cross the 25 to the 30, get pushed out of bounds at 32. I think that was McDonald that pushed him out.
Good return from Bullis there, and he's already had one taken back today. That's something that you cannot allow at this point.
57 seconds to go in a half. It is first and 15 for Hampton from the 32-yard line. Read him out. There's the snap. In trouble already is Dosey. Throws a short pass to upman Stump, and he won't even get back to the line of scrimmage, and he's taken out by Minkin. And that Stump's not a little kid.
No, that's a great low tackle by Minkin, getting the angle and using his speed to get up there and take down that big kid. Wow.
Second and 18 now for Hampton. Looking to throw again is Dosey. Gets in trouble again, gets the short pass up, and another quick tackle by the Hawks. Panko picked up a few yards. It's going to get it back inside the original line of scrimmage out to the 32-yard line. And we got a timeout on the field. Timeout taken by Hampton.
In the meantime, give a shout-out to a couple of our great sponsors, the American Legion, Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Chatham Cardinals and the Hay Springs Sox, all our area schools. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing.
Got to put a couple seconds back on the clock, make it 25 seconds less than a half. That'll make a big difference for Hammond. 2 seconds.
Third and 13. The Hawks up on top of the Hawks, 50-10. I'll let you figure it out from there. Hay Springs with the lead, 50-10. Excuse me. And again, a quick screen pass is incomplete. I don't think that Bullis was even looking for that one. Pressure on the quarterback on Dulcey.
Yeah, just putting everybody out there, and nobody left to block. Apparently, Bullis wasn't aware. And like you said, Dennis, just wasn't ready for the quick pass.
22 seconds left, fourth and 13. Tell you what, Hampton doesn't want to give the Hawks back the ball with any time left on the clock. So it's fourth down and a 13. I think it's probably Hail Mary time. And Doss back to throw, fires it downfield across the middle of the field, has a man, and it's overthrown. Incomplete.
Really not a bad throw by Dosey, just off the fingertips, and just couldn't bring it down. So like you said, turnover on down. Hay Springs will set up shop.
That was intended for Wyatt Dosey, the sophomore, who got up kind of slow with the help of Minkin. 15 seconds to go in the half. So Hawks take over at the Hampton 34-yard line. Will they just take a knee or will they run something? Young is going to pitch it back off to Minkin. Now Minkin wants to throw. Has a man wide open. Down to the 10, to the 5, to the 4, to the 3, to the 2. Out of bounds goes Hunter McDonald with 7 seconds left in the half.
And I don't think he got out of bounds. The Hay Springs is going to use the timeout there, Dennis. Give a couple more shout-outs to our sponsors, Studio 308, Dean Nish, and Studio 308. They specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. You can call them at 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it. Supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. Dawes County Title and Abstract, handling title insurance, record searches, and escrow closing, and proud supporters of all of our area athletes in Dawes, Sioux, and Sheridan County.
107.7 KBQI, Hay Springs, Shatter, Nebraska, 233. 7 seconds left in the half. The Hawks of Hay Springs up over the Hawks of Hampton, 50-10. And Hay Springs knocking on the door with 7 seconds to go. It's first and goal from the 3. Young under center. Last play of the half. He'll hand it off, running up the middle. Oh, we got a flag. Going to be a false start on Hay Springs. So that'll back Hay Springs up.
And if you're really serious about putting points on the board, Dennis, then maybe you're okay with that clock stoppage and get another shot, because it didn't look like Anderson was going to be able to get in.
Yeah. I think they're going to put a couple more seconds back on the clock. One anyway. So that means there'll be 6 seconds left for Hay Springs from their Hampton 8-yard line. So back under center. Young, this time from the 8-yard line. This time we'll pitch it to Minkin, of course. He'll go around the far side. He will fall into the end zone for the touchdown.
Minkin, count him up. I mean, getting in again. What is that, 4 scores for him?
Yep.
Wow.
Let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. You're right. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, we're going to kick it again. Snap down, kick on the way. Is good.
Good job,
58-10. And Hampton will have 2 seconds to figure out what they're going to do. So it's 2 seconds left in the half, 58-10, Hay Springs with the lead.
Got a little time to give a couple more shout-outs here to our sponsors making this broadcast possible. Fire Knife Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today, 308-432-6722.
There's the kick. The line drive. Ooh, taken by that man at the 34-yard line. Didn't take any time off the clock. It was taken by Corbin Stump. So I guess that gives Hamden 2 seconds to work downfield with.
2 seconds and pretty good field position here, Dennis. It'll be interesting to see what kind of pass play scheme they can come up with without leaving a lot of pressure on their quarterback. It's been a problem for them today.
Well, they're spreading everybody out at 34-yard line. And Dulcey's going to throw. Fires it downfield. Has a man wide open. It is caught. It is a touchdown for Hamden.
Number 7. And I couldn't see that the wall's in the way, but Cutter Scott on the coverage there might have lost his footing or turned around too soon. Either way, wow, what a play and what a score from Hampton before halftime.
So that makes it 58-16. That's six-man football. Extra point kick coming up. Low snap, kick up, kick way up in the air, and it is good. So that'll make it 58-18 as we end the half. And it'll still be a running clock.
Still running clock. And now in South Dakota, it wouldn't be. It's 45 points up there.
So, really?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a running clock when we come back for the second half. But first, we got the halftime show coming up, brought to you by Shattern Insurance. That's next on 107.7 KBPY.
When you can't seem to elude the aches and pains of life, it's time to give Dr. Greg Wheeler at Hay Springs Chiropractic a visit. A proud supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, Dr. Wheeler will treat folks of any age, from youngsters to those that have a little more life experience under their belts. Hay Springs Chiropractic is also certified with Medicare, the VA, and most other insurances as well, allowing your care to be their top priority. Let Hay Springs Chiropractic help you get back to feeling like you again. Check them out at 129 Main Street in Hay Springs or call 308-207-2757.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Well, it's six-man football, so you can't say it's over, even though it's 58-18 at the half.
That's some crazier things have happened, Dennis, just like that touchdown.
It took Hampton 2 seconds to score that last touchdown. And I was joking about the fact that what can you do in 2 or 3 seconds, and what do? They do a 46-yard touchdown pass.
Wow.
And make it 58-18. The Hawks, though, pretty much dominated the first half of a play as they scored on the first series, 9:49 left in the period. Minkin on a 52-yard run made it 6-0, and it was all Hawks there except for the kids from Hamby. Gave us a bit of scare, got a safety on the Hawks, and then turned right around on the next series and got a touchdown.
Yeah, they were looking like they were mounting a comeback, but lo and behold, Hay Springs cleaned it up and turned things around, put up a lot of points.
All right, it is 58-18 on the Colors scoreboard. Do want to update you that Arthur County won this afternoon. That means that would be Hay Springs' opponent next week at Arthur County. And another score midway through the second period, it is Ashland Greenwood 26 and Shadron nothing. Knew that was going to be a tough one. So we will be back. We're going to have a news update coming up, and then we'll have more of the halftime show coming up on KBPY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414. When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks.
Your halftime news update is brought to you by Shadron Insurance. Shadron Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell. Halloween is Tuesday, but for all kids of all ages who can't wait until then to go trick-or-treating, tonight from 5 till 7 is the annual Shadron Kiwanis Trunk or Treat Downtown. Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Gabby McNa says 32 groups, businesses, and individuals had signed up by Tuesday morning to hand out candy from decorated car trunks. She expects the final count to be even higher. Downtown businesses have been encouraged to remain open during Trunk or Treat, even though Main Street will be closed to vehicles starting at 2 o'clock. They'll start actually trying to close down about 1:30. It'll be both the 100 and 200 blocks. McNa wants to emphasize Trunk or Treat is a free-flowing event with no admission fee and no lines. Trunk or Treat is once again paired with the annual Shadron City Employees Association Chili Cook-Off at the Fire Hall. The price is $7 to be able to taste all of the chilies and then vote for your favorite. You also have a chance to visit with firefighters, see some of the firefighting equipment as well. Unfortunately, the arrival of winter weather's canceled or postponed at least 3 events this weekend. Today's pet pageant downtown, Fort Robinson Haunted Halloween tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon's Trick or Trails at Shadron State College. Of the 3, only Trick or Trails, put on by the Northwest Nebraska Trails Association, has been rescheduled. Pushed back a week to Sunday, November 5th, the 3rd annual family fun event along the trails on the south end of the CSC campus, Thompson Preserve near Briggs Ponds, will run from 4 till 6 on Sunday the 5th. Nick Tilson, president and CEO of the Native American activist group Indian Collective, has entered not guilty pleas to a pair of charges stemming from an incident with a police officer in Rapid City last June. Tilson is charged with felony aggravated assault and a misdemeanor obstruction of a law enforcement officer for allegedly threatening to hurt the officer. Charges weren't filed until this July, more than a year after the incident, and Tilson was arrested the day before Indian Collective's 4th of July protest in Rapid City, timing that Pennington County State's Attorney Laura Retzel insists was a coincidence. Tilson was released on bond and went to Washington, D.C. last month to take part in a large protest at the White House, urging President Biden to grant clemency to American Indian Movement leader Leonard Peltier. Peltier is serving life in prison for the deaths of two FBI agents on the Pine Ridge Reservation in 1975, even though he was never accused of the actual killings. A number of protesters were arrested in Washington, including Tilson, and Retzel scheduled them for a bond revocation hearing on November 15th for violating the terms of his release. One of the highlights of last week's 110th birthday celebration at the Chadron Public Library was the presentation of the first Doris Harrington Library Volunteer of the Year Award to artist and former library board member Kit Watson. The award is named for and funded by the family of Doris Harrington, herself a longtime library board member and volunteer along with Watson. That's our halftime news brought to you by Chadron Insurance. Chadron Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or, of course, fill her up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware. The Farmers Co-op knows the importance of teamwork when things are going well and when not. Like during a game, you can run into a dry patch and pull through on top. It's teamwork that makes it happen. The Farmers Co-op is aware of their responsibility as a team player and to pull through this dry patch. They suggest early calf weaning as a method of saving the grass and cow's condition. Farmers Co-op is at the ready to customize crate feed or bunk diet blends. At Farmers Co-op, they believe in Hawk Country teamwork.
When you can't seem to elude the aches and pains of life, it's time to give Dr. Greg Wheeler at Hay Springs Chiropractic a visit. A proud supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, Dr. Wheeler will treat folks of any age, from youngsters to those that have a little more life experience under their belts. Hay Springs Chiropractic is also certified with Medicare, the VA, and most other insurances as well, allowing your care to be their top priority. Let Hay Springs Chiropractic help you get back to feeling like you again. Check them out at 129 Main Street in Hay Springs or call 308-207-2757.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
You're back with us in Hay Springs just in time for lunch. Jet went down and got us a brat, some beans and a brownie. He's chowing down. I'm talking. As we're up 58-18. Hay Springs Hawks lead Hamden. Check the color scoreboard for you. The Chadron Cardinals not having as much luck down at Ashland Greenwood. They're down 32-0 in the second period. Arthur County beat Shelton this afternoon by a score of 60-14. So assuming this game continues on the way it has, that will be Hay Springs' opponent next week at Arthur County. And it's the second time this year those two teams met. Earlier in the year, Arthur County pretty much dominated Hay Springs, but as Jeff mentioned in the first half, that was when Hay Springs had some injuries that hopefully we'll get out of here without any of those today. So we're about ready for the third period of football, and we'll have it coming up next on 107.7 KBPY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Well, Hampton's still here. They didn't get on the bus, so that means we're going to have a second half of football.
Number four.
And we will have a running clock to start the second half. Hay Springs will be kicking the football. And the sun's back out. So Bullis will be back to receive for Hampton. As we get ready for the third period, you got to wait another 51 seconds. Third period going to be brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. How's the beans? Good? It's not. Steve, you can't nod. You have to talk. We'll just chew on this stuff as we go through the second half here.
All right, I'm back now, Dennis.
Did you chow all that down already?
Well, not quite, but I got the brat down.
Well, you got the brat down. All right. All right, here we go. Still 20 seconds. We're waiting. 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shattern. Come up on 4 o'clock in the afternoon, mountain time. The sun's back out. It's a beautiful afternoon in Hay Springs. The Hawks up 58-18. Hamden scoring last with 2 seconds left in the first half, but the Hawks scoring first and most. And the whistle blows. We are ready for the second half of football. Wallace will be back deep for Hamden. Scott will kick for Hay Springs. Kicks it to Bullis at the 10-yard line. Rolls to the 8. He picks it up. Rolls around the far side of the field. Here comes the Hay Springs defense to take him down at the 15-yard line. So Mata gets the tackle. We're just underway in the third period. And our third period of football brought to you by Kreitz Schaefer Law Office of Shattern. Thanks to our Shattern businesses joining all our great sponsors down here in Hay Springs today to bring you Hawks football postseason. So from the 15-yard line, that's where Hamden will try to get back into the game. Looking to throw the football downfield is number 5. That is Dulcie, and I'm not quite sure who he was throwing that to. The only one I saw down there was Minkin for Hay Springs.
Yeah, nobody down there. Lucky he threw it far enough away from Minkin where he couldn't get the interception.
So it'll be 2nd and 15 for the Hawks of Hamden. From the 15-yard line, down 58-18. We have a running clock, so that incomplete pass does not stop the clock. There's the handoff going back to Bullis from, or back to, Bullis from Dosey. And he's going to lose about 5 yards. That'll be a 4-yard loss. Make it 3rd and 19.
Smith in on the tackle, and I'm kind of surprised he's been a little bit quiet today, but last week, really key, especially defensively, in getting a lot of stops and getting into the backfield.
So Hamden in a throwing situation here. OC two throw, fires it down the middle of the field, and it is picked off! Intercepted by Scott, reached up for it, tipped it around a couple of times, came down with it.
My goodness, what a grab from Scott there. He's had a couple of miscues today. But, of course, had the pick six and a huge interception there. Wow. One-handed batting it right back into his arms. That's athleticism.
So Scott picks it off at the 33-yard line of Hamden with 8:18 to go in the third period. And Hayes Springs with the football. Running clock going on here with that 58-18 lead. Fakes the pitch. Looking to throw now is Young and gets it off. Or did he go down? That was an incomplete pass intended for Cutter Scott. He was getting pressure, though.
Yeah, a lot of pressure, and just had to throw it into the ground on that one, Dennis.
Second and 15 now for the Hawks. Young brings the play into the game.
Thought I'd mention this, Dennis. Last week, we saw a cycle bike come out for Minkin, who's been dealing with hamstring injuries all season. And today, a lot colder. They're trying to keep him fresh and see him on the sideline now.
Keep it loose. Young pitches the ball over to Raymer. He's got some running room down to the, where did he step out, about the 20?
20-yard line there, Dennis.
That'll be the 10th first down of the afternoon for Hayes Springs and make it first and 15 from the 21-yard line.
Third down.
Oh, he didn't get the first down. Went out before he got there, but I have faith. I'm not going to erase it off of my notes yet. So instead of first down at the 21, it'll be third and 3. On the far side of the field, he stepped out. The ball's on the ground. And I shouldn't have done that because Hayes Springs just turned it over.
Fumble on the ground. Number 44 recovers for Hampton.
Yeah, it looked like someone was in the backfield quick there and hit Young and never quite got the snap off to Scott, and he couldn't get a hand on it. And it falls right in front of the defender.
First turnover for Hayes Springs gives Hampton the football at the 21-yard line. There's the pitcher goes to Bullis, and Bullis is going to lose yardage. He will go back to the 18-yard line.
Gage Minkin in on that one, clearly ready to get the ball back for his team.
So it'll be second and 18 for Hamden. Under center, there's the pass. It's completed out to number 25. That is Dosey, and Dosey is going to go down at the 29-yard line. Dosey's slow to get up again.
I think that's who you mentioned earlier, Dennis, on a deep pass play. It looks like we're going to have an injury timeout.
Dosey back down on one knee. He may be, I think his leg earlier was bothering him. Let's take a timeout while they check on him. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 107.7 KBPY.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Back out to the game here in Hayes Springs where we have an injured player, Wyatt Dosey, still down on one knee. Talking with Dennis earlier, thought it might have been a leg injury that we saw kind of nagging him throughout the game, and just have to hope that he's okay as we wait for the call for the officials. In the meantime, I want to give a shout out to some of our sponsors. Scooter's Coffee, dive into their kids' menu with lemon berryade, a burst of joy in every sip, and kids' chocolicious milk. Transport your little ones to a world of chocolatey wonder at Scooter's Coffee. Now looks like Dosey gets up, able to walk off the field under his own power, luckily. And
they took his helmet. I think he's done. I think maybe he was a little groggy.
Something wrong there. And he's going to come out regardless and get to the bench, and they're going to make sure he's okay. As we resume play now, and Hampton with the ball on their own 31-yard line, dropping back, throwing deep, and just underthrown from Braden Dosey there. That will fall incomplete and bring up fourth down. And still about 9 yards to go. Looks like Hampton is clearly going to go for it. Being down by 40 points. Spreading it out. Man on each side. Three in the backfield. Two to block. Dosey just shovels it off to Bullis, who's got plenty of room to run, getting down the sideline, and he's going to pick up the first down and then some. Down to about Hawks' 32-yard line. Hayes Springs' 32-yard line is picks up his fresh set of downs, and Hampton will continue their comeback drive. About a 22-yard gain on that one. Still spread out here. Throwing deep again. And just a little bit overthrown, intended for Eli Arndt. Arndt has the big score with only 2 seconds left in the first half. Make it 18-58, which is still our current score here in Hayes Springs. And Hampton has no intention to keep it on the ground. Again, we do have a running clock, so it wouldn't matter either way, but they're going to keep going to the air. And just as I say that, they pitch it out to Bullis, who dropped it, but he's trying to take it back, and he'll lose about 7 yards on the play to bring up a very long third down for Hampton, about right at midfield, 40-yard line, exactly. So they're going to have third and 22 before they get a new fresh set of downs. Hampton getting set up in gun again. Man out left and right. And Dosey will pitch it out to Bullis along the edge. He's going to pick up only about 3 yards before he's ushered out of bounds by Jordan Anderson. And again, a long fourth down. Hampton doesn't really have any other option. They're going to go for it. Spreading it out again. Dosey gets the direct snap, drops back to pass, going deep again. And it's caught. Jamison Doyle, but there is a flag down. In the secondary, I believe. One could be on the Hawks for pass interference. Got a wall in the way, so I can't quite see what was going on. Wait for the call from the officials.
What if it's offensive pass interference?
It could be, but it looks like Hampton is going to move down the field, and officials talking it over.
Well, if it's a catch.
Pass interference, and it is on Hayes Springs. That will be negated. And the Hampton Hawks continue their drive on a miraculous fourth down play to pick up first and goal at their own 6-yard line.
Well, when Hampton has scored this afternoon, it's big on been on quick, big plays.
Absolutely, big playability. And Dulcey drops back, looking to pass into the end zone, and he finds his man, Jamison Doyle, again for the score. Hampton says we're down, but we are not out as they go up to 24, still down by 34. Math is a little rusty there.
58 to 24. Believe me, I understand that.
In any event, I'm going to go for the two-point kick. High, but he He got it through, and it makes it 58-26. Hay Springs still up here in Hay Springs.
34 seconds left to go in the third period. Thanks. You can have my trash.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We got brats, and we got really good beans and a brownie this afternoon. What can you say?
Good hot meal on a cold day.
Yeah. The beans were outstanding.
Yeah, they were really good.
Oh, look at that. We can get service.
Wow. Great service.
I hope you brought money for a tip.
Barely had enough for lunch.
58-26 our score. There in the third period. As Hampton scores. Actually, Hampton has scored the last two scores. And the kickoff comes, bounces at the 22, 21, and out of bounds. I think it was touched by a Hawk upfield, though. Oh, there's two flags on the play. What do we got here? We had two flags.
And it looks like we're going to have a re-kick here, Dennis.
Yeah, legal procedure against Hampton. I think that's their only second penalty, unless I missed one, which is possible. Hay Springs is going to decline the penalty.
Hampton has been pretty good on special teams today, especially their kicking unit.
So Hay Springs will have it at the 25-yard line. Our third period brought to you by Christ Schaefer Law Office in Shadman. Snap, looking to throw. And, oh, getting smacked at the 16-yard line. Young
just kind of got sandwiched between defenders there and took a pretty big hit.
Wyatt Shaw and Tyler Molbeck got him. So it's 2nd and 23 from the 17-yard line for Hay Springs. Hay Springs actually playing into the sun right now. I don't know if that affects the visibility downfield or not. But we got a timeout. Oh, that's going to be the end of the third period. That running clock, it goes by in a hurry. We'll be back in a minute with the final period of play here on KBPY.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
As we start the fourth period, Hay Springs is going to lose about 5 yards. Best Western West Hills Inn bringing you the fourth and final period of football here on KBPY. So it is now 3rd and 22. If Hampton's going to bring a miraculous comeback into the game, they're going to have to get a turnover here and get started.
Yeah, and one thing to mention, Dennis, is the running clock is no longer
right, they're viable in the 35. Here come the Hawks, though, with a big run. That's going to go all the way. Nobody is going to catch Scott. He will go in for the touchdown. I don't see any flags on the play.
Cutter Scott, one of those guys who has been really big since Minkin's injuries early on in the season. And again, Minkin on something of a snap count today, so getting more carries and seeing the explosiveness from more players.
Let's see, and that was how far? And it would have been a 40, 50, 60, two-yard run?
Wow.
64 to 26, that'll get us back our running clock. And the kick is good. 66-26, the Hawks on top are back in 30 seconds on 107.7 ABPY.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
It took 59 seconds for Hay Springs to open it up again, 66-26. Hay Springs now headed right to left or towards the South Dakota border. Booming kick this time, backs the Bullis kid up to about the 6-yard line, across the 15. Trying to get to the 20, it goes down. He'll fall forward to just almost the 21-yard line. So it'll be Hampton with the football at the 21-yard line. With 8:38 to go. The Hawks of Hay Springs over the Hawks of Hampton. Looking to throw downfield is Dosey, and it's almost closer to Bittner, who's in the game for the Hawks, than it was the intended receiver, Arndt. Trip Bittner, a freshman in for the Hawks now.
Yep, getting some of those younger guys in, and talked with Jeremy last week about some of these younger players that you got to be really excited about. Trip Bittner shined in middle school. You only see where he's going to go. And
flag on the play, too. I think it's going to be against Hamden.
Looks that way.
I think it might have been a face mask or something, but it was only because I saw one official point to a face mask. And back in the football game is Evan Pankoke, and he's not going to get too far. I guess you could have a face mask on defense or on the offense.
Yeah, the legal hands to the face.
I saw one of the officials make that motion. So We'll go with that for now. Make it second and 25 as we come up with 7 minutes left to go in the ballgame. And we got Dosey looking to throw, has the catch, and we got lots of running room here for Stump. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage, and he's taken down there. Looked like Dylan Raymer in on that tackle, young there too. So that makes it third and 16.
Bring up third and 15.
From the 20-yard line. Or Hamden. Spreading them out again. Looking to throw the football down the middle of the field on the near side, intended for and caught. Nope. Nice job by defense there. It was intended for Eli Arndt. And Cutter Scott knocked the ball away. He's played some good defense this afternoon.
He's played really good defense. And I'm glad you brought that up because I'm surprised to see Dosey throwing it back towards Scott's direction. Thought you might go away from him, but nonetheless, making another great play.
Fourth down, and Hamden, on their own 20-yard line, is going to go for it. Oh, no, they are going to punt. There we go. Punt's almost blocked. Way, lots of hang time. Bounces at the 32, down to the 26-yard line. These formations in six-man are different than
Yeah.
It looked to me like they were going to go for it.
The Hawks take over.
So the Hawks are going to take it with 5:23 to go, and they're up 66-26. Ball will be at the 26-yard line of Hay Springs.
Yeah, about every formation looks like a punt in six men, so you just kind of get used to it.
Yeah, it'll eventually. I love doing these games. I just don't get the opportunity to do the six-man. I say it reminds me of Sundays in the park.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger and could run and do all those things. Under center, there's the handoff. Got a different quarterback, too, for the Hawks. Going to be about a three-yard run and then a late flag. It was Eli Scott under center for Hay Springs. Looks like the penalties might be against Hay Springs. And back it off here.
And that's going to be a hold.
Holding against Hay Springs. That's been their one bugaboo this afternoon. That's seven penalties for the Hawks.
Yeah, not exactly a close game here, but as you move on in the playoff picture, you know, guessing they will today, you got to clean that up.
That's some penalties for about 40 yards.
Bittner is the ball carrier.
Bittner will carry it out to the 20, the 18-yard line. When the ball is snapped, there'll be less than 4 minutes left to go in the football game. Hay Springs up 66-16, or 26, I should say, 66-26. In under center is Scott. He's going to pitch the ball off to, who is that? I don't have, that's number 11. Is that was number?
That's Luis Mata.
Oh, there you go, Luis Mata. And he's going to bring it out to the 31-yard line.
Oh, but it looks like we got another hold on the Hawks, unfortunately. So, going to bring that one back again.
Hey, you got the youngins in there right now, so it's a good lesson for them.
Yep, learning opportunity here.
On the Colors Law scoreboard, it is Ashland Greenwood over Shadron, 39-0. And that's at the half.
Wow. Yeah, we knew that was going to be a tough one. Too bad they had to go all that way.
Shadron girls scheduled to be down in Sydney tomorrow to play Gothenburg in the volleyball district finals. Get a pitch, some running room, and then knocked down at the 18-yard line. Is Tripp Bittner, the freshman. That'll make it third down and 20 or so to go, 25.
At the half, Jackson trailed by 39.
From the 18-yard line, 3 minutes to go in the football game. Hay Springs up 66-26. Working the clock. Running up the middle, round to one defender, fights for another one. Bittner up to the 24-yard line. It goes down there.
Good run by Bittner. A little hesitant, but moving those feet and getting around defenders and making a little extra yardage out of it.
We're at the 2.5-minute mark left in the football game. Hay Springs going to take their time now. Hay Springs is going to kick the football, I would think.
Looks that way.
Oh, there we go. And there's the kick. It's a high kick. Nobody deep for Hamden. It'll bounce and pick a hand to bounce back to the 35-yard line and be down there. We're going to take our last timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KBPY.
Make a big difference in the look and performance of your vehicle by bringing it to Nebraska Land Tire. New tires make a difference in how your car rides, improve gas mileage, and make your vehicle safer. Stop by and let the mechanics check out the rest of your vehicle as well. Is the AC cold enough? When was the last time you had a tune-up? Are your neighbors complaining about that loud exhaust? They can help you at Nebraska Land Tire, 231 West 2nd and Chadron, 308-432-4488. 308-432-4488.
Hampton with the football and out of bounds at the 38-yard line. And that was number 45, Watt Shaw. I almost made the whole game without doing that.
Almost. It's all right.
Right at midfield. 66-26, Hay Springs getting ready to head to Arthur County, who won over Shelton 60-14 this afternoon. And Hampton gets some of the younger players in now. And Wyatt Shaw just got taken down, fumbles the football, and it's picked up by Hay Springs and taken down to the 15-yard line by Mata with 46 seconds to go in the ball game.
Luis Mata, great play there, beating the quarterback to the ball and just picking it right up and getting a lot of extra yards. Probably got 10 yards on that carry.
Got another injured player for Hampton, and that is Wyatt Shaw, number 45. By the way, I mentioned that the Cardinals are going to be in Sydney taking on Gothenburg in volleyball tomorrow. Hay Springs volleyball heads for the district championship game for D2-1 finals tomorrow. That'll be in Grant against Cambridge. So good luck to the Lady Hawks tomorrow down there. Working on that left leg of Shaw. Hay Springs will be at Arthur County next week. We don't know the time of that game yet. That's where the Hawks will travel to next week. Coming up at the end of the game, we're going to pick a player of the game and a play of the game. Our player of the game brought to you by a Service Barbershop in Chadron and Dunbar's You Design It in Chadron for the play of the game. That's coming up when we're done here in 45 seconds.
And I also want to give a big thank you to all of our sponsors, including Western View Real Estate. Live and work with a Western View. Find their current listings online at westernviewrealestate.com. The post-12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of all our area athletes. And Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. And Studio 308, Dean Nish and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. You can call them at 308-430-1723.
Well, tough break for Hampton. Shaw with a leg injury of some kind. I think maybe knee. That's with just 45 seconds left in their season. They're working on the left leg of Shaw right now. Trying to flex it a little bit, see what happens.
And that's never something you want to see, Dennis. But like you said, just in the last seconds of their season, and this team's got a lot of young players, a lot of starters returning next year and even 2 years out. So, really hope that they can stay healthy for the long run and make another run next year.
Well, Wyatt Shaw, the sophomore, not putting much pressure on that left leg. He is moving it a little bit, though, as they get him off the field. Third turnover for Hampton will give the Hay Springs Hawks a chance to go into victory formation here. And that'll be the ball game right there. Didn't have to snap it again, I don't think. Adam. 25 seconds left in the game. one more snap by the Hawks. And that's going to do it. Taking a knee is Eli Scott. The Hay Springs Hawks win 66-26 over Hampton. We're back with the postgame show brought to you by Butler Ag Next on 107.7 KBPY.
As summer turns to fall and you realize winter is coming on faster than you'd like to think, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those last-minute projects before Old Man Winter shows up at your doorstep. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888 4483.
Why do all furniture ads sound like a sports commentator? You know, touchdown on prices. We're kicking out the competition.
Everything must go, go, go. No, that's just not them. Just your everyday folks trying to get you comfy at home. And if they can help you score a deal on a recliner or sofa, is that a foul? If so, then penalize them. Call them fanatics. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. They're not fanatics, just fanatical about where your story begins.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
This is the Butler Ag Equipment Post Game Show. Butler Ag, premium products, premium dealer support. Experience the Butler Ag difference.
We are back in Hay Spring for the Hawks. Win this 166-26 over the Hawks of Hemp. And Hawks dominated the game from the start to the finish, but had to give us a scare or two there early in the second half and at the end of the first half, as Hay Springs had Minkin with four touchdowns, three turnovers for Ham didn't help their situation at all, but overall, really, the defense for Hay Springs did a pretty good job of stomping Hampton throughout the game, and the Hawks' offense was on a roll.
Yeah, they really were. Just put up 46 unanswered points after the scare, like you mentioned, from Hampton with the 10 unanswered, but yeah, really great effort, making adjustments and showing that they're a disciplined football team.
We're going to have our player of the game and our play of the game coming up when we come back on the Butler Ag Post Game Show here on 107.7 KBPY.
The Butler Ag Equipment Team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horsch, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag Team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5593. Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Back in Hay Springs, 66-26, final score. Hay Springs heads to round two of the postseason. The district champions, the Hawks, beat Hampton 66-26 this afternoon. And we'll talk more about what's in the future for Hay Springs, but first we want to pick our Service Barbershop player of the game, Donnie Dodson at Service Barber, a longtime supporter of our area athletes. And, Jet, who'd we pick as the player of the game? Let's see, that's the player of the game.
Player of the game. Got to go to Gage Mintkin. He's a real tone setter and difference maker for this Hawks football team. They really are just a whole different team. Sets the tone with big runs, powerful runs, and had several of those today. Four scores for Gage Mintkin, player of the game.
And again, our player of the game brought to you by Service Barbershop. Dunbar's U Design It's bringing us the play of the game. Dunbar's U Design It offers embroidery and screen printing with top-notch graphics at a competitive price, including Letterman jackets. And our play of the game.
Play of the game's got to go to Mr. Cutter Scott with his second quarter pick six to give the Hawks a running clock and extend their lead. It was a 26-yard pick six for him, and he had a great game defensively especially.
Well, the Hay Springs Hawks season continues on. We'll tell you where, if not when, next when we continue on the Butler Ag pregame show, postgame show, I should say, on 107.7 KBPY.
The Butler Ag Equipment Team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horsch, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag Team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5593. Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school, academic, theatrical, and athletic events, and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand. When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks.
All right, we are back one more time in Hay Springs as the Hawks win this one 66-26. Color scoreboard, just a couple of scores for you. Besides this one, Ashland Greenwood in the third quarter leads Chadron 46-0. And like I said, Jet, we knew that was going to be an uphill battle for the Cardinals down there at Ashland Greenwood. Last I heard, Mitchell was leading their football game, and Arthur County, of course, a win this afternoon over Shelton. And that brings us to the next Hay Springs football game next week at Arthur County.
Yeah, you know, they had a really tough loss early on in the season. I think it was their first or maybe second game of the year, and they were really banged up, lost a lot of key players, Raymer, Mintkin, and a couple others that are regular starters. So they were not themselves, and I think they're going to be out for a revenge game, and we should be in for another good one.
No injuries today that we're aware of anyway for the Hawks, so they should be at full strength when they travel to Arthur County next week. We don't know what time the game will be
relatively early in the afternoon, I would think, because that's in a central time zone.
Right.
So it'll be probably
back
even earlier.
Travel.
Yeah. So good luck to the Hawks. Hopefully they'll continue on. I remember a few years ago going down to Kearney and watching the Hawks play a state championship game. So I hope they continue on in that direction again.
Absolutely.
Coming up tomorrow, the Hawks will be watching volleyball, as they'll be down in Grant playing volleyball district championship game down there. So that's going to do it for us for today from Hay Springs. Thanks to all the folks making our game possible from Hay Springs and in Shattern. Jeff for helping me out this afternoon. And we will talk to you again down the road as we head into the winter sports season on 107.7 KBPY. Good afternoon.
The Butler Ag Equipment Team in Shavern is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello, and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horse, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag Team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Shadron, or call 308-432-5593.
Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or of course, fill it up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware. The Farmers Co-op knows the importance of teamwork when things are going well and when not. Like during a game, you can run into a dry patch and pull through on top. It's teamwork that makes it happen. The Farmers Co-op is aware of their responsibility as a team player and to pull through this dry patch. They suggest early calf weaning as a method of saving the grass and cow's condition. Farmers Co-op is at the ready to customize crate feed or bunk diet blends. At Farmers Co-op, they believe in Hawk Country teamwork.
When you can't seem to elude the aches and pains of life, it's time to give Dr. Greg Wheeler at Hay Springs Chiropractic a visit. A proud supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, Dr. Wheeler will treat folks of any age, from youngsters to those that have a little more life experience under their belts. Hay Springs Chiropractic is also certified with Medicare, the VA, and most other insurances as well, allowing your care to be their top priority. Let Hay Springs Chiropractic help you get back to feeling like you again. Check them out at 129 Main Street in Hay Springs or call 308-207-2757.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrad.com.
till you've been beside a man. You don't know what he wants. You don't know if he cries at night. You don't know if he don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares are real. Until you've been beside a man, you don't know how he feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head. Heaven opens up the door where angels fear to tread. Some men go crazy, some men go slow, some men go just where they want, some men never go. Oh, take a little time and we'll leave it.
was it? Bait is in this. Me, honey, on rock and roll, babe.
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Mm-hmm. Well, I
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
You are tuned to KBPY Hay Springs Shadron. Are you KBPY 107.7? We are Real Rock.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. 2 years ago, the Diamondbacks lost 110 games. The Rangers, 102 games. Tonight, this unlikely pairing meet in World Series Game 1. While the Never Say Die, D-backs are a Cinderella story for sure. Texas has Nathan Eovaldi and Jordan Montgomery, and they're pitching great. How about Adolis Garcia? He's their Energizer Bunny, along with Corey Seager. I like the Rangers in six. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Fall into a hiring spree with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Shop Black Friday every day and get the best new deals all month long only at Lowe's. Right now, save up to $800 on select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 on select laundry pairs. And there's more. Bring home pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $49. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid through 10/31. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
As the leaves change, leave the hiring to Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
From the Shadrad Communications Newsroom, I'm John Axtell. Halloween is Tuesday, but for all kids of all ages who can't wait until then to go trick-or-treating, tonight from 5 to 7 is the annual Shadron Kiwanis Trunk-or-Treat Downtown. Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Gabby McNess says 32 groups, businesses, and individuals had signed up by Tuesday morning to hand out candy from decorated car trunks. She expects the final count to be even higher. Downtown businesses have been encouraged to remain open during trunk-or-treat, even though Main Street will be closed to vehicles starting at 2 o'clock. They'll start actually trying to close down about 1:30. It'll be both the 100 and 200 blocks. McNew wants to emphasize trunk-or-treat is a free-flowing event with no admission fee and no lines. Trunk-or-treat is once again paired with the annual Shadron City Employees Association Chili Cook-Off at the Fire Hall. Price is $7 to be able to taste all of the chilies and then vote for your favorite. You also have a chance to visit with firefighters, see some of the firefighting equipment as well. Unfortunately, the arrival of winter weather is canceled or postponed at least three events this weekend. Today's pet pageant downtown, Fort Robinson Haunted Halloween tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon's Trick or Trails at Shadron State College. Of the three, only Trick or Trails, put on by the Northwest Nebraska Trails Association, has been rescheduled, pushed back a week to Sunday, November 5th, the third annual family fun event along the trails in the south end of the CSC campus, Thompson Preserve near Briggs Ponds, will run from 4 till 6 on Sunday the 5th. A man wanted for child sex crimes out of Colorado killed himself last night in the clue of a chase in Scotts Bluff County. Scotts Bluff County Sheriff's deputy tried to contact the suspect shortly after 11 o'clock in a convenience store parking lot. The suspect took off towards the Mitchell area, eventually left his vehicle, fled on foot. A drone spotted him lying in a field. When officers cautiously reached him, they found he was dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The name of the man has not been released at this time. Former Scotts Bluff Police Captain Brian Wasson's likely facing charges for taking and using the artificial opiate fentanyl from the department's evidence room.